Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text number 12. Tasmaraham vigata viklava arashya. Sarvatmanam ahigrinam yatamanisham. Nichodaya gunavisargam anupravishta. Puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena. Tasmat, therefore, aham, I, vigata viklava, having given up contemplation of being unfit. Ishvarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarva Atmana, in full surrender. Mahi, glory. Grinami, I shall chant or describe. Yata, Manisham, according to my intelligence. Nichaha, although low-born, my father being a great demon, devoid of all good qualities. Ajaya, because of ignorance. Guna visargam, the material world, wherein the living entity takes birth according to the contamination of the modes of material nature. Anupravishtaha, entered into, puyeta, may be purified, yena, by which, the glory of the Lord, he, indeed, puman, a person, anuvarnitena, being chanted or recited. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence goes, allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Prabhupada has clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family, to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, 1855, Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha titomam tatvato gyatva vishite tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. As Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Tasmaraham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmanam ahigranami yata manisham nicho jaya gunavisarganu pravishtak puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnite. Anuvarnitena. Therefore, although I was born in the demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor. As far as my intelligence allows, anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world, may be purified of material life, if he offer prayers to the Lord and hears of the Lord's glories. There are 9 items of devotional service, and offering prayers is one of the 9 items. Karura became perfect by offering prayers to Lord Krishna. Actually, every living entity is always offering prayers to Krishna. Some of them know it and some of them don't. Our desire is a form of prayer. When we're desiring, actually what we're doing is we're praying to Krishna. And Krishna understands that desire, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. And according to what we actually deserve, then Krishna fulfills that desire. Similarly, when one offers prayers to Krishna, which is in Sanskrit, sampranartana atmika, very feelingly offering prayers, then Krishna reciprocates accordingly. And here it says, when we offer prayers, we should be in the consciousness that we're very small and Krishna is very great. In the beginning, our philosophy is we're trying to convince people that we're small and Krishna is great, rather than Krishna is small and we're great. When the materialists say, avijananti mamuda, manushim tanam ashvityam, param bhavam ajanatam mama bhuta maheshwaram. The fools, they deride me at my descending in this human-like form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. For one who is under the spell of the material nature, naham prakasha sarvasha, yogamaya samavrita, mudoyam nabijananti, lokoyam ajam avyayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. To them I am covered by my creative potency, yogamaya, and so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and inexhaustible. So we shouldn't think it's only the materialists who are deluded and that we're liberated souls, pure devotees, Mahabhagavats. All we do is have to ask one question. Am I still identified myself to some degree or another with this gross and subtle material body? And if we are, guess what? What's that? What's that? We're still in material life. We're still conditioned by the material energy. We're still under the 3 modes of material nature. We're still affected by ignorance. And therefore, when we offer prayers, it would not be in the same feeling as one who's actually liberated. Because for us, as Maharaja Shabde says, Matirna Krishne Pataksatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Ratanam. We're still in this Griha Ratanam. Griha means house. And the first house that everyone inhabits is this material body. And the material concept is, let's make the body nice and strong and healthy, and our family strong and healthy, our community, our society, humankind, whatever, just expand it, but it's all based upon the bodily concept of life. And one who's in such a consciousness, they'll take shelter of self-study, or they'll take shelter of other people's advice, or a combination of both, but their inclination towards Krishna will not be aroused by such endeavor. Because the belief is, Andanta gobhira vishitam tamizram punat punas charavitam charavananam, that somehow or another our first business is to make sure we get the right amount of sense gratification. And then after that, if there's time left over, a little bit for Krishna. Especially if he can help us for our sense gratification. Therefore, even though people sometimes appear to be religious, dharma prayojita, kaitavautra nimanam nimatsaranam satam. Although sometimes people appear to be religious, but they're religious only to the point that they believe that somehow or another Krishna is going to help them gratify their senses. And if they can gratify their senses without Krishna, then what do they need Krishna for? So this is called the material concept of life. Janma Aishvarya Shruta Shri Bhira Edamanak Madakpuman Naivahat Yavadatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. That anyone who's feeling that proud of their birth, of their material education, of their bodily beauty, or their influence, they're considered to be intoxicated by the material energy. As it says in Kali Yuga, even the pauper is proud of his penny. Everyone is thinking some reason why to be proud. America, they think, we're mighty, we're like a tiger. Big is strong. And in Slovenia, they may be thinking, we're meek, but we're very humble. We're a nice, docile animal. We have a nice fur, you can pet us. We don't bite. We have the mountains and the sky. We have the fresh air. We have clean water. We're better than everyone else. We may be small, but we're beautiful. So everyone has some reason to think themselves to be wonderful, great, important, special, whatever it is. But it's all based upon this body, and we're not the body, and therefore it's all a misconception called illusion. And when an illusion, when they offer prayers, then they'll offer prayers in order to further their illusion. So if I have my wealth, I have my beauty, I have my high education, I have my influence, and I'm desiring to get more of that, that makes me special, unique, wonderful, then instead of becoming just intoxicated, I become mad after material existence. And a person who's mad, he can't chant Hare Krishna with feeling. And therefore he's destined to come back to try to get more and more of material existence, better and better opportunity. Even when one becomes a dog, one wants to be the biggest dog in the block, with the biggest growl and the loudest bark. And then one feels, I'm not just a dog, I'm a big dog. I'm an important dog. The other dogs see me, they put their tail beneath their legs and they bow humbly. So I've made it. So in every species of life, everyone is thinking like that, to become important in that species. But Prahlad Maharaj, he understood how great Lord Nrisimhadev is, and he was very feelingly offering prayers. And it's that feeling that Krishna accepts. The spiritual world is full of feeling. It's all based upon feeling. There's nothing else going on there. There's no material progress. There's no factories there. There's no internet. There's no book publications going on. There's just some gopis churning some butter. There's no upward mobility. You can't pray for anything there. Pray for a scholarship so I can go to university. Maybe I can get an education so I don't have to churn butter all day long and make flower garlands. I can do something more important. Maybe I can construct Chintamani palaces or something. But there's no upward mobility. If you're a coward boy, you're going to hurt cows forever. You're not going to become, I'm a coward boy and I have my group leader, and he's the group leader forever. There's no revolution. How can I get rid of this guy? Take his place. I'm tired of being told what to do all the time. But that's not what it's like, because people, they like what they're doing, and they like people who are, they're doing it. They like being a servant. They like pleasing people. And they have nothing else to do there. if we went there in our present condition, we'd think, well, this is pretty backward here. Maybe I should, I have a lot of knowledge, maybe I should set up a little industry here, improve things. You would not, one would not be very welcome with that feeling that something's wrong here. I'm going to make it better. It's becoming better, but only better in terms of feeling. People are always increasing their devotion. They're not increasing their external, you know, position or external accomplishments in the spiritual world. It's not that you get extra credit. Yesterday I herded 10 cows and today is 15. So I'm making progress. All right. Becoming one of the big cowherd boys out here. I'm in the big league now. No, one is happy, whatever one is doing there. And one is happy to simply tell everyone how wonderful one feels about everyone else, especially Krishna. So if we think that's too simple, it's not very challenging. I need a challenge here. I got to become, challenge myself. Pray to become God here. Pray to make some upward progress. Pray to become something other than I get a better illusion than I'm already in. Well, we're in the right place. This is what the material world is meant for. Keep the illusion-conditioned souls always trying to go upward, or after some time getting frustrated, and then say, what the heck, I don't care where I go, as long as I get something to eat. So again, everyone is offering prayers. The question is what prayer we're going to offer, what we're going to desire. If we hear about Krishna, how wonderful Krishna is, and we try to use our intelligence, although we may not have that much experience, but try to use our intelligence so we can get a little experience, so we can become convinced and actually become determined to go on the right path. Yesham antikatam papam jananam punyakaramanam te dvandva mohanir muktva bhajante mam dhrida vrataha. Those who have practiced pious activities in previous lives and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves with in my service with determination. So those who are interested in performing sinful activities, those who those who are foolish, those who have no idea that there are eternal souls, that there is a God, they are simply mudhas. Those who are sinful, those who are interested in illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication. And those who are deceitful, who even when they hear the truth, they don't want to hear it. Even when they're asleep, someone tries to wake them up. They just pretend to be asleep when actually they're awake. And those who hate God because they realize they'll never become God, and therefore they're always frustrated. So if we have this tendency, these feelings, yes, ignorance is bliss. The thing I'm most attached to is not Krishna, it's my bed in the morning. I can't get off my bed, I'm so attached to it. Those who are thinking that, yes, Krishna may be God, but there must be some room for me also, become a little bit better than I am, a little bit more important. Yesterday I was just a bhakta and now I'm initiated. Therefore, I don't have to have the same low class duties I had before. I become more elevated. Now I have my sacred thread, and anyone who tells me what to do, I just say, tell my sacred thread and say, this has been broken more than once. Watch it. I'm powerful. And those who become the temple commander, thinking, now soon I'll become the temple general. Why just a commander? Temple vice president, president. Regional secretary, TBC, initiating guru, avatar, Shaktivesh. Upward mobility. I'm making progress. And who knows? Maybe God needs a little help too. I can be good at least start out as secretary. No, stanesi tashuti gatam tanuvang menobira. One should be satisfied in any position, and therefore one can request something which is worthwhile, namely devotion. Some participation in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement to spread Krishna consciousness in any position. Then one's life will become successful. And we're not satisfied. Brahmins are supposed to be satisfied, and we're not satisfied, and we think I need some better situation, then we'll never be satisfied, whatever our situation is, because there's not much difference between one illusion and the next. If you have a zero, it doesn't matter how many zeros you accumulate, then may have a book full of zeros, but it all adds up to zero. And if we put the one there, Krishna, service to Krishna, in any circumstance, then our life will become perfect. And then we can chant Hare Krishna with feeling, which is the ultimate prayer. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Makrura achieved perfection by offering prayers, or Bali Maharaj, he surrendered everything that he had. They are just taking part in Krishna's pastimes, but how is this connected with us? We are on sadhana bhakti. So, are they like they were inclined to do these activities that with which they achieved perfection even before that particular event that took place? For instance, when Akrura took Krishna Balaram and then he offered prayers. So this is my question: what was before that? That
they were in Slovenia trying to chant Hare Krishna. And by a little practice, they became a Kuru and Bali Maharaj. What does it matter? They're showing us the example of how to do it. It's like if someone is a multimillionaire, you say, I know you have so much money, but I understand at one time you were poor, you were poverty stricken. How does that affect you now?
My question is like, probably this wasn't like one time event that.
Whatever. I'd never read about the history of Bali Maharaj. He was a demon before, supposedly. And he had Sukracharya was his spiritual master, and he taught him about Krishna consciousness. And therefore he took it seriously, and when Vamanadeva came, he offered charity to him, even though he was going to give away the whole universe. So exactly, he's a Mahajan. So he shows the way for us. Why do we have to know his history? If he was sent from the spiritual world, it doesn't count. If he was a conditioned soul like us, then he gets some credit. And we can follow him then, because we can follow his footsteps, because he was like us, and now we can become like him. And if he came to the spiritual world, it doesn't count.
They showed us. But we don't have like this sort of.
We're offering prayers. We can read the Krishna book and offer the same prayers that Akrura did. We don't have to make the prayers up. Akrura is saying, Krishna, you're the control of the whole universe. You've come in so many incarnations. We don't have to say, well, our Akrura already said that. Why should I repeat it? No, we can recite Akrura's prayers. And we get the same credit Akrura did, according to how much feeling we have. there's no, Prahlad Maharaj is offering his prayers, so we can offer the same prayers. Our acharyas are offering the same prayers. They don't have to change it around. It's not that we offer prayers to Krishna, Matira and the Krishna, Paratakshatova, Amitopi, Padyeta. But these things are old. Now Krishna is no longer should be the object of our meditation. We should take help from the materialists.
So how to get that kind of mentality? Because they all did it like in one shot. But
one shot. How do you know they did it in one shot? You mean it was like a spinning, like roulette wheel. They threw the ball in there and it happened to hit the right spot. It takes lifetimes to become perfect. But Prahlad he's a partial nityasiddha, partial sadhana-siddha. He wasn't perfect before he became Prahlad Maharaj. But he was on the way to perfection, and that lifetime was sufficient. And besides, you know, we go back to the spiritual world, there'll be new people there. So what are we going to think? Well, I don't like this position. I'm a new guy here. Everyone else has, you know, been here before I am. Maybe I should get back to the spiritual world. I was a senior there. No, we're just, whatever we are, wherever we came from, whatever position we are, we should just try to make ourselves better, that's all. And they're helping us. We should just appreciate that. Nothing, well, they got it easy. We got it hard. They just, you know, naturally they just woke up one day and they were perfect. And we've been struggling here. It's just, you know, there's some inequality, inequity here. No, we have no idea what it takes a personality like Gajendra. We glorify Gajendra. He had an elephant. He had a crocodile on his foot for thousands of years. It took that long for him to feelingly offer some prayer to Krishna. So is that we want to follow his footsteps? We have to get someone to bite our leg. And when it's painful enough, then we'll cry out to Krishna. Better to take the Mahajans as our example. But Gajendra is also an example. So you can follow Gajendra's example. You can follow Dhruva Maharaj's example. You can follow Sanaka Rishi and the sages. You can follow the four Kumaras. Or you can follow the Mahajans. Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Sutadeva Goswami, Yamaraj. And follow their example. So we have a choice. Or you can follow someone else. You can follow, you know, the president of Slovenia's example, whatever, Bill Gates' example. We have to follow some example. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Maharshi mentioned and emphasized that the feeling is the most important item in the prayers.
Essential element,
yes. And in our situation, usually the probably the only impetus that the feeling comes out from us is when we suffer. Then probably is the most far how can we can come. So how is there any other option that we, because this feeling is not, you cannot do artificially. It's we can really can do repeat the prayers like, you know, like a parrot from Bharat Maharaj and whatever, but we don't have, the feelings are not there. To invoke that feeling somehow?
Well, Krishna will invoke the feeling when he sees we're sincere. We don't have to invoke the feeling from within. We have to try to become in the mode of goodness, chant Hare Krishna happily. Then Krishna will reciprocate with us. If we have no other motivation than to please Krishna by chanting as sweetly as possible, offering the sweetest prayer, you know, feeling we can, then Krishna will accept that. We don't have to manifest something that's not there. We just have to chant as sweetly as we can, and Krishna will reciprocate with us. Now the Krishna said, well, not good enough. Sorry, not good enough. Try a little harder. No, I'm sorry. You don't seem to be making it. Do you ever think about giving up? No, we try the best we can, and Krishna will appreciate that when he sees we're actually trying. Not that this is too hard, I quit. I've been trying this for too long and it doesn't work. Something wrong with the process.
So mode of goodness is more or less required. Otherwise we do mechanically.
Some knowledge. Yes, the mode of goodness is required so we understand things properly. We don't think, yeah, Krishna really appreciates when I'm morose. He really appreciates when I'm suffering. You know, it makes him feel really compassionate towards me. When I become attached to the mode of ignorance and I stay there. No, Krishna wants to see us happy. He says, wow, this guy is really suffering. I really appreciate that. He's really in ignorance. Wow, my energy is really working. This devotee is too happy. He's not taking the process seriously. No, Krishna wants us to be happy. When he sees we're happy, he'll reciprocate with us. And he'll allow us to enter into the same realm of happiness he's in. And if we want to, masuchaha, give up your worrying. If we don't want to give up our worrying, what can Krishna do? You think, well, I have good reason to worry, Krishna. Really, give it up. I'll help you. No, no, sorry. can't trust you. You know, you lied on the battlefield, Kurukshetra. I'm going to protect myself with this covering of suffering. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.